The Crown, The Official Companion, by Robert Lacey. Read for you by Alex Jennings. The king is dying. Make ready for the queen. Kneeling in the palace throne room is Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten, RN, lean and threadbare in his wartime uniform, ready to be ennobled before his wedding to Princess Elizabeth the next day. The Lord Chancellor, the Earl Marshal, and a row of stern establishment faces look on as the ailing monarch takes hold of the sword that will transform his future son-in-law from commoner to royal, their eyes darting with alarm as the king starts to stutter. Then George VI gamely clenches his jaw, twists his tongue around Philip's trio of titles, and rounds off the list with the highest honour in his gift, the Order of the Garter, with which Edward III first knighted his fighting companions in 1348. His Majesty has been pleased to authorise the use of the prefix His Royal Highness by Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten, reported the Times next day, 20th of November, 1947, and to approve that the dignity of a dukedom of the United Kingdom be conferred upon him by the name, style and title of Baron Greenwich of Greenwich, a tribute to Philip's naval background, Earl of Merioneth, a nod to Wales, and Duke of Edinburgh, a traditional royal dukedom and a compliment to Scotland. The king touched Lieutenant Mountbatten on each shoulder with a sword as he knelt before him in the ceremony of the accolade of knighthood and invested him with the insignia of the Order of the Garter. Which is all pretty much as we see things on the screen. The foreigner had been made familiar, with just one difference. As a prelude to the investiture scene, we watch His Royal Highness Prince Philip of Greece and Denmark renounce his Greek nationality and all foreign titles to become a British citizen. The obscure and dubious foreign prince becomes a brave British war hero in front of our eyes. In reality, however, Philip had already become a British citizen earlier that year via the routine form-filling legal process and certainly not inside Buckingham Palace. History records that Prince Philip of Greece renounced his Greek titles to receive his British citizenship on the 18th of March 1947 under the British Nationality and Status of Aliens Act, so he went by the name of plain Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten, RN, for a full 8 months before his father-in-law ennobled him that November. You are watching an historical drama, dear listener, not a history documentary. The Crown is a work of creative fiction that has been inspired by the wisdom and spirit of real events. To understand Philip, we need to witness his renunciation of his foreign royal status at the very moment we first meet him, the better to savour his full entry into the House of Windsor the next day. What you see on the screen is both truth and invention, in the age-old tradition of historical drama. Friedrich Schiller's revered and much-translated Maria Stuart, first staged in 1800, is often cited as the classic example of a history play, depicting the bitter clash of personalities where Mary Queen of Scots came face to face with Queen Elizabeth I, except that in history, the two women never met. As this book will demonstrate, The Crown is based on meticulous factual research, but it is also a TV show, an artfully arranged assemblage of pixels whose purpose is to entertain, to explore great characters and themes in the life of a nation, and to winkle out the meaning of extraordinary events. The ultimate power of the ancient and modern British monarchy lies in its capacity to generate heartfelt emotion, sometimes angry and hostile, but more usually curious and admiring, and always sentimental to an extraordinary degree. Of the various forms of government that have prevailed in the world, wrote the historian Edward Gibbon, an hereditary monarchy seems to present the fairest scope for ridicule.